From the Office of the City Auditor in Austin, Texas, this is Audit ATX,
a podcast about the audits and investigations our office does to make Austin better for all residents.
We're your hosts, Sarah
and Max. In this episode, we're speaking with investigator Michael Yama about an investigative report that looked into an incident of fraud in which an employee of Communication and Technology Management violated city code by attempting to sell a city-owned device. Hey, Mike, great to have you here with us again.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, Mike, the Communication and Technology Management Department, or CTM, states that their mission is to innovate and enable services for our community that will make Austin more livable. Can you briefly explain CTM's work to us on a more operational level?
Sure, I can give you a high-level picture of what that looks like. Essentially, CTM, as we call it, is the city's IT department. So they have a pretty wide array of operations they perform for city departments, but the main things I can think of would be providing the infrastructure for IT-related things, whether that's our networks or security, things like that. They deal with managing applications for our computers and supporting those things and various other IT-related aspects. But you know, in general, they are the city's IT department.
So what was the subject of this investigation's role at CTM?
So the subject of this investigation was actually an IT support analyst for CTM's wireless shop. So the main things that he did for the city were purchasing equipment and various tools that would be needed for either repairing or installing parts to either, you know, vehicles or equipment that would go into the wireless shop. So for example, if a police car needed to have a new light bar installed on its roof, he might be responsible for ordering that part and then having it installed in the wireless shop.
As we previously mentioned, this investigation looked into an incident of fraud by a CTM employee. Can you tell us more about this specific incident of fraud this report identified?
Absolutely. In this case, the subject, as I mentioned, he was an IT support analyst in CTM's wireless shop. And a few years ago, the wireless shop essentially did a field test for some items. Specifically, the items we're talking about are like a cell phone radio hybrid that could be used by emergency services out in the field. But before they could be implemented on a citywide level, CTM wanted to test them to see if they'd work. So the wireless shop team essentially did that field testing and ultimately determined that these items would not be viable. And so these phone radio devices went back to the wireless shop and just sat there. Fast forward to December 2021, and this is where the fraud took place. We found that Brian Cox attempted to sell one of these items through an online marketplace. Obviously, this did not belong to him, and it should not have been in his possession at the time for him to be able to even do that. So that's the basis of our report.
Got it. So the employee had access to the cell phone because it had been used for field testing and was now in storage. How exactly was the employee attempting to sell that device?
The device that the subject was attempting to sell, we found evidence that it was listed on an online marketplace. I think the price he was attempting to originally sell it for was about $1,000. And just to give you a little more backstory here, the reason he had the device in the first place, aside from field testing, was because he was responsible for collecting all of these devices after the field testing and taking them back to the wireless shop. And so this specific device he had in one of his old work bags, and according to him, he found it while going through storage and just decided to, at that point, attempt to sell it rather than dealing with the headache of taking it back to the wireless shop and going through the process for that.
So the report states that CTM did not include the mobile device that subjects attempted to sell in their asset inventory because CTM did not purchase the device. But it seems like this decision made it easier for the device to be stolen because there's not a reliable inventory of these devices. So can you tell us a little bit more about why CTM did not include this device in their asset inventory and any other vulnerabilities in CTM's wireless shop inventory process you identified during your investigation?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you mentioned, these devices were not in the wireless shop's inventory of assets because they did not actually purchase the devices. They were included by a vendor with a much larger order. So we were given these devices to test, as I mentioned. And at the time, that was just, to my understanding, how the process worked at the wireless shop, which, as we mentioned in the report, is obviously not a particularly good practice. But to talk about their inventory as a whole a little bit more, during our investigation, we initially noted that roughly $30,000 of inventory was unaccounted for. And after working with the wireless shop a bit more, that discrepancy was whittled down to about $11,000. Ultimately, we weren't able to tell if this $11,000 of missing inventory was stolen or misplaced or just not properly accounted for. But a couple things that we also noted that tied into the inventory issues that the wireless shop had. One was that they just weren't doing a good job of tracking certain products, like these devices that the subject attempted to sell. In addition to that, we also noted that the wireless shop had some issues with segregation of duties. And essentially what that means is that the staff in the wireless shop had the ability to not only receive shipments of goods, they could also enter and remove inventory from the wireless shop's inventory management software. And even further, once those items were removed from inventory, there were no records of how those items were disposed of. So someone could have essentially taken an item of the inventory and said that it was going to be disposed of because it was old or didn't work or something, but there was just no way to tell. So kind of a few things that fed into the issue as a whole.
So what has CTM done to address these issues, Mike?
Yeah, so during our investigation, CTM noted that they, one, now track products like these devices. So you can refer to them as demo products. So they're tracked in the same manner as any other equipment would be that was purchased by CTM. And they've also strengthened their inventory tracking as a whole.
In one of our recent episodes, we talked about an investigation where a PARD employee took home a bicycle and two computer monitors. This case was considered to be misuse of city resources, but the misconduct in that case and in this one, where someone is, you know, taking a device that's not theirs into their possession and using it improperly, it seems pretty similar to me. So I'm wondering if you can explain the difference between misuse of city resources and fraud or theft of city resources.
Yeah, so I think you're right. There were definitely some similarities between these two situations. In both situations, a city employee took city property that obviously wasn't theirs, took it home. Where things are a little different is the CTM case. The subject attempted to sell the device, whereas in the other case, you know, we didn't find any evidence that that person attempted to sell the city property that he had in his possession. So that's the main difference, I would say, is the fact that this person attempted to use that city property for personal gain. And when I say personal gain, I mean, in this case, obviously, the attempt to make, you know, about $1,000.
Got it. Thank you for explaining that distinction to us. Michael, thank you so much for joining us. It was a lot of fun, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, it was fun. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Audit ATX. This report is available on our website at austintexas.gov/auditor.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Austin Auditor, and subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Until next time.
Bye-bye.